Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
She was the ship back in the day, huh? The Queen Mary. Talk about luxury, right? Ferrying around movie stars, royalty, you name it. But now, docked in Long Beach, California, and she's had a whole different kind of fame.
Oh, absolutely. She went from a symbol of opulence to, well, one of the most haunted places you can visit. And that's what makes her so fascinating, wouldn't you say?
It's that contrast, right? I mean, we're talking lavish parties one minute, then wartime service the next. Makes you wonder if those experiences, those emotions kind of seeped into the walls.
Precisely. Like layers of history, each leaving its mark. So we're diving into all that today. Passenger manifests, wartime logs, even paranormal investigator reports. We're talking about a historical mystery box, trying to see if those marks are more than just metaphor.
Right. Like, is there something Ellis-y going on?
Okay. Yeah.
But got to set the scene first. Yeah. Picture the 1930s. The Queen Mary, fresh out the shipyard, built to go head-to-head with that French liner, the Normandy. 5 dining rooms, a pool, art deco everywhere. If you were anyone back then, this was how you traveled.
The epitome of an era. Not just transport, but a statement.
Exactly. Royalty, diplomats, Hollywood's A-list. Mm-hmm. They all walked those decks. You can practically feel that energy, can't you? Ambitions, celebration, maybe even a little scandal, knowing those crowds.
And those stories, they tend to linger, don't they?
Oh, they do. But it wasn't all champagne and sunshine, was it? World War II changed everything.
A dramatic shift, to say the least.
Gone was the glitz, replaced with Battleship Gray. She was a troop carrier then, the Grey Ghost, a world away from those glamorous voyages.
And her capacity was astonishing. Over 16,000 troops at once. More people than some towns back then. It's hard to fathom.
Think of that energy, huh? All those hopes and fears crammed into one ship. It's like she became a vessel for more than just people and cargo.
A vessel for something else. And then, of course, there's the 1942 incident.
The Curacao.
The Queen Mary collided with the HMS Curacao, sliced her clean in two. Over 300 souls lost.
In the Queen Mary, she couldn't even stop right away. Wartime protocols, the U-boat threat, you know, can you imagine that decision?
The weight of those lost lives.
Yeah.
It's not hard to imagine how that might linger as well, a piece of the puzzle, perhaps.
It's like all those emotions, the joy, the fear, even the echoes of those lost at sea. They're still trapped there, you know.
And that brings us to the heart of it, wouldn't you say? The Queen Mary's most famous residence. Time to meet the ghosts.
All right, let's dim the lights a little. We're diving into the stories, the encounters. You ready for this?
Absolutely. These are the tales that really captured the imagination. Let's start with a place that was once full of life, laughter, the first-class swimming pool.
It's empty now, right?
Oh.
Drained, but...
But far from quiet, according to what we've gathered. People report hearing splashing, children laughing.
Even though there's no water.
Even with no water. It's as if the echoes of happier times are, well, they haven't left.
And then there's Jackie.
Ah, yes. Jackie, a young girl in a 1930s swimsuit, seen around the pool area. Almost a mascot for the ship's haunted reputation, you could say.
But no one knows who she was, right?
No one knows for sure, which I think adds to the mystery.
Why do you think we're drawn to those stories, though? the children especially.
It's a question that goes beyond just the Queen Mary. Perhaps it's our empathy, or maybe our own deeply rooted fears. But let's shift gears a bit, shall we? From a place of faded laughter to one where the tragedy is. Well, it's almost tangible.
Okay, yeah, you're talking about the engine room.
Deep within the ship. Door 13, to be precise. A heavy, watertight door. And it was there, back in 1966, that a crew member, John Petter, was crushed by that very door.
A grim reminder, huh? That even on a marvel of engineering like the Queen Mary, accidents happen. Real lives lost.
And to this day, people report seeing a man in a boiler suit near door 13, feeling an overwhelming sense of unease.
A residual haunting. Right. That's what they call it.
Exactly. Like an echo, an imprint of the energy left behind by a traumatic event.
So not a conscious spirit, exactly.
Like a ripple in time. A recording etched into the very environment.
Makes you wonder how much of it is, I don't know, something our brains are doing, picking up on weird vibes or something.
The human mind is a fascinating and complex thing. But speaking of places with a heavy atmosphere, we can't overlook stateroom B340, perhaps the most notorious on the entire ship.
They kept that room sealed off for years, didn't they? Because of all the reports.
Blankets ripped from beds, lights flickering. Whispers in the dark.
Some say there was a murder in there, or something else just as bad.
It's become a focal point for the ship's haunted reputation, that's for sure. But it does make you wonder, do some places hold on to these imprints more than others? Or is it us bringing our own baggage, our own expectations?
We're back to the human element again, aren't we? Makes you think about those ghost hunting shows, you know, people going to these places expecting to find something. Yeah. Maybe that actually does influence what they experience.
It's that line between expectation and reality, isn't it? But let's move on, shall we? From a place shrouded in darkness to one that once shimmered with light and laughter, the Queen's Salon.
Oh, yeah, the ballroom. Hard to imagine it packed with people now, isn't it?
Imagine it in its heyday. Music, dancing, that air of elegance and celebration.
No.
Well, that's where the contrast gets interesting, doesn't it? Because even though it's a lot quieter now, visitors still describe a certain energy, a feeling of being watched, playful touches.
Even. And the stories there, they often feature children.
Quite often, yes. There's one account in particular, a photographer. He was taking pictures in the salon, and when he looked at them later...
He caught something.
There was a young girl in a white dress, clear as day, in one of the photos. But she wasn't there in person. Not that he saw, anyway.
Okay, now that just, I get chills just thinking about it.
It does make you wonder, if a place can hold on to the echoes of laughter, of music, could it hold on to something more, those imprints, those fragments of energy?
It's a fascinating thought, isn't it? That maybe we're not just dealing with spirits, but with something more fundamental, the energy of the past, somehow lingering on. Speaking of which, we can't forget about the heart of the Queen Mary, can we?
The engine room.
Even switched off, I bet you can still feel the power in that space. All that metal, those massive engines.
It's a symphony of engineering, no doubt. But it's also a place where, let's be honest, things could go wrong. Accidents, close calls. You're dealing with immense forces down there.
Definitely not a place for the faint of heart.
Rah.
But what kind of stories have come out of the engine room?
A lot of auditory experiences, actually. People hearing tools drop when no one's around. The clang of metal on metal. Some even describe panicked voices.
Whoa! And we talked before about those residual hauntings, those imprints of energy. Could it be something like that, but on a larger scale? The engine room absorbing all that activity, all those emotions, over decades.
It's a compelling theory, isn't it? And it speaks to something we keep coming back to, the intersection of the human and the unexplained.
It's like with the Queen Mary herself. Right. She's a marvel of engineering, a testament to human ingenuity. But she's also this vessel for mystery, for stories that defy easy explanation.
And that's what makes her so endlessly fascinating.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive about the luxury, the wartime service, the ghost stories, what's your takeaway? What sticks with you?
You know, for me, it's that enduring sense of wonder. We can gather evidence, analyze, theorize, but there's always going to be that element of the unknown. That's what keeps us exploring, keeps us asking questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The Queen Mary, she's a reminder that some mysteries, they never truly get solved. And maybe, just maybe, that's a good thing.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.